Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinyo Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Minister P. Paiwang Konyak flags off National Mobile Medical Unit for Zone Buto District. Governor La Ganesan commends police personnel for their dedication to both professional duties and sports. Advisor K. Tokugha Sukalu says tradition do not necessarily conflict with economic progress. And President Drupadi Murmu to deliver message to nation on eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas at 8 p.m. tonight. And now the news in detail. Minister of Health and Family Welfare Nagaland, P. Paiwang Konyak, today flagged off the National Mobile Medical Unit, MMU, for Zone Buto District at Directorate of Health and Family Welfare Kohima. A joint venture of Ministry of Health and Family and Government of Nagaland, the unit is funded by Tata AIG General Insurance Company Limited under corporate social responsibility. Speaking at the program, Mr. Konyak said the Mobile Medical Unit is a beacon of hope for communities who have long awaited essential healthcare services. He said, as envisaged by the Health Ministry, this initiative represents a collective resolve to bridge the healthcare gap and ensure that quality medical services reach every citizen, especially those living in the most remote, difficult, underserved and unreached areas. Mr. Konyak said these mobile units will alleviate the need for long and arduous journeys to the nearest hospitals, reducing delays in treatment and preventing the escalation of minor health issues into major medical concerns.
For Nagaland, the medical mobile unit was started in December 2007, where 11 mobile medical units were launched in 11 districts and is fully functional. In meantime, the department is also proposing to central government for provisions of fully functional mobile medical units services for the new 6 districts. I'm confident that this project will serve as a step towards in reducing disparities in healthcare access, serve our population with dignity, focusing on preventive healthcare as much as curative solutions.
The health minister called upon all to reaffirm its commitment to a healthier, stronger and more inclusive India. Mr. Konyak also announced that he will be touring various districts to review the health units. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, today officially inaugurated the 40th edition of Nagaland Police Sports Cum Duty Meet at the Armed Police Training Center ground in Chumukedima District. Addressing the program, Governor Ganesan commended the police personnel for their dedication to both their professional duties and sports, saying that their commitment is an inspiration to all. He emphasized that the event would not only showcase the physical abilities, temperament and sporting spirit of the participants, but also demonstrate the qualities essential to upholding peace and justice in the state. La Ganesan said the meet would provide an opportunity to strengthen unity, camaraderie and shared joy, going beyond the daily responsibilities of the police forces. In his address, Director General of Police, Nagaland, Rupin Sharma said the event is a celebration of the courage, strength and dedication that each member of the Nagaland Police brings to their duty. Commending the police athletes for their dedication, Mr. Sharma urged them to bring the same energy and spirit to their duties. Over 2,000 officers from 34 different units of the Nagaland Police will be participating in 12 different competitions, including shooting, drill, battlefield physical efficiency test, motor transport, scientific aid to investigation, weapon handling, bugle and wireless. Nagaland Advisor for Food and Civil Supply and Legal Metrology K. Tokugha Sukalu today said that traditions do not necessarily conflict with economic progress. Speaking at the Ahuna Festival celebration of the Sami community at Zone Buto District, Mr. Sukalu said while some customs may change with time, the core values such as honesty, hard work, generosity, courage and community spirit should remain central to one's identity. He said Nagaland has changed over the years, highlighting the growing competition for jobs and the need for higher qualifications, stating that relying on shortcuts like backdoor opportunities would only leave the people lagging behind in a rapidly evolving society. The advisor urged the younger generation to focus on education as it remains the key to future progress. President Draupadi Murmu will deliver a message to the nation on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas at 8 p.m. tonight. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the president's message on its Indraprastha Akashvani Live News 24/7, FM Gold and FM Rainbow channels. Janjatiya Gaurav Divas will be observed tomorrow to commemorate the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. This day honors the contribution of tribal communities to the nation's history and culture. President's message will be rebroadcast tomorrow in all primary channels, local radio stations and all channels of FM Gold and FM Rainbow network of Akashvani at 8:45 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, Hoshito Nguri, has emphasized the significance of People's Plan campaign in bolstering rural governance. Mr. Nguri was speaking at a one-day training session for line departments on the People's Plan campaign for the Gram Panchayat Development Plan, GPDP 2025-2026 in Kohima today. 18 line departments attended the training with focus on enhancing rural governance and promoting sustainable development at the grassroots level. The training included sessions on key objectives of the GPDP, roles and responsibilities of various stakeholders in the People's Plan campaign and Village Prosperity Resilience Plan. Nagaland State Department of Urban Development today organized a one-day capacity building program for town councillors at Wokha District under Nagaland Urban Infrastructure Development Project. Team leader SMEC India Private Limited, Rajbir Das, said the objective of the program was to equip the newly elected councillors with necessary knowledge and skills so that they become productive and efficient, enabling them to understand the governance of municipal body. SMEC expert and economist Bimal Jha highlighted on the roles and responsibilities of urban local bodies related to wards, basics of urban planning and budgeting, financial stability and resources mobilization. The registration for media delegates for the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, has been reopened again for a period of 24 hours from 5 p.m. today till 5 p.m. tomorrow. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has informed that the decision was taken in view of the large number of requests from media fraternity and with an aim to facilitate maximum media persons to cover the festival. Only media persons accredited by Press Information Bureau, PIB, through this process of registration are eligible for media delegate passes. PIB will decide the number of accreditations to be handed out to each media organizations based on factors such as the media outlet's periodicity, size, focus on cinema, and the expected media coverage of IFFI. Any queries can be mailed to iffi4pib@gmail.com with the subject Media Accreditation Query. Toyota has announced that it will present the Hornbill Music Festival 2024 as part of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival. Managing Director of Okusa Toyota, Y. Vikeho Swu, informed that this is the third consecutive year Toyota will present the music festival, which is set to begin on December 1 at Kisama Heritage Village. He also mentioned that Toyota has sponsored a three-story building at Kisama, a permanent structure to be jointly managed by Toyota and TAFMA, providing a year-round platform to promote local talent. Mr. Swu further announced that Rafusha Nyo Huiso, Ford runner-up of Miss Universe India 2024, will be the ambassador for Toyota Hornbill Festival 2024, recognizing her as a popular youth icon. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Minister P. Paiwang Konyak flags off National Mobile Medical Unit for Zunheboto District. Governor La Ganesan commends police personnel for their dedication to both professional duties and sports. Advisor K. Tokugha Sukalu says traditions do not necessarily conflict with economic progress, and President Drupadi Murmu to deliver message to nation on eve of Jan Jatiya Gaurav Divas at 8 p.m. tonight. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.